This is KUT. FBI Director James Comey made a visit to UT Austin Thursday. It was his first public appearance since he told Congress on Monday that his agency is investigating ties between Donald Trump's presidential campaign and Russian officials. Comey was here to have a conversation with students about the future of the FBI, but as KUT's Ashley Lopez reports, it didn't entirely go that way.
Here is how James Comey opened his remarks.
What I want to do is just give you a status report on some of the things the FBI is worried about today. And then I want to shut up and take questions and have a conversation with you.
That status report took almost an hour. Comey ran through a long list of worries about the future of fighting terrorism in the U.S. He says things are way better than before 9/11, but he admits there still isn't a perfect algorithm for locating the, quote, bad guys.
This is the thing that keeps me up at night, worrying about where is the person who may be bent on the next San Bernardino, the next Orlando attack. Will anybody close to them tell us what they see so that we can get on it?
Comey says even in cases where that does happen, like in the case of the Orlando shooter, it's sometimes not enough. Comey also noted the agency is looking into passively recruiting people who might not fit the mold of a typical FBI agent, but instead have more cyber capabilities. The FBI director says the overwhelming amount of threats this country faces have a digital component these days. Comey says when it comes to hackers, though, he sees a window for effective deterrence.
We must make them, physically ideally, but maybe metaphysically, feel our breath on the back of their necks and impose a cost. And the reason we think this makes sense is I'm not aware of any hacking that has yet occurred high on crack or inflamed by finding a lover in the arms of another. Hacking is done thoughtfully. People are susceptible to deterrence when they sit at a keyboard.
When Comey finally ended his remarks, he took only three audience questions. Here was the first one from doctoral candidate Emily Whalen.
Did the public response to the announcement about the investigation into Secretary Clinton's emails last fall shape the Bureau's way of handling the Bureau's approach to the most recent announcement about the ongoing investigation into President Trump's campaign? Thank you.
I'm not going to talk about it.
Okay.
If you didn't get enough of me on Monday.
With the elephant in the room out of the way, Comey did answer other questions. He also talked about the complicated and evolving role of privacy rights in the Bureau's work in the future. Ashley Lopez, KUT News.